You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Friday's cooler than expected CPI print is boosting expectations for the Fed to trim rates by a quarter point at this week's meeting. Joining us right now is former Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester. She's also a CNBC contributor.
So what they're going to do is they're going to come out and tell us the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates. We know that. OK, so right over here, Fed's cutting rates in one day. Yeah. But if I'm a homeowner or a home buyer, what's my main concern? I don't care what the Fed's going to do, because last two times they cut rates, rates went up. So my whole goal is to figure out what's going on with these. It's a little bit of a different format. What's going on? Well, what I want to throw you a little curveball today, folks. One of the biggest questions I get is, Dan, why did the rate only move X amount today? The bond market did this. Before we really go down and understand what the Federal Reserve is going to do and why they're going to do it and where rates are going to go, let's first start talking about what interest rate do you really figure in when you're trying to buy or refinance. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states. If you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. I've been doing this for over 35 years. But the number one question I get from people is, hey Dan, when's rates going to get under, 6%, or, why did it not move today? But a lot of people don't realize a lot of the interest rates you see are just marketing. Okay, so let's get over here. The 30-year fixed at the top there and the 15-year, those are probably the best examples that we can use. The 30-year fixed, per Zillow, the rate's 5.99. Per Mortgage News Daily, this is the one we report on most of the time, is 6.19. Freddie Mac, 6.19. Now look at the 15-year. Zillow's saying it's 5.25. Mortgage News Daily, 5.76. And Freddie Mac, 5.44. What is it? Well, let's get over and start looking at rates and what really affects rates, because we know the Federal Reserve is coming in and they're going to cut rates. Let's get to the chase. Here's what's going to happen, probably short term, midterm. Okay, the markets are going to continue to rally. Look over here. Stock market, they hit another record today. We have earnings reports. We have a third of the S&P 500 companies coming in. They're going to bring us their earnings this week. I'm expecting these to come in at point or higher. Right now, so far this year, the average company in the S&P 500, their profit margins have been 12 to 15%. The average, it was like 8. So that's exceeding the markets. That's what we're seeing everything happening right now. Maybe that's what's contributing to some of our inflation numbers. But let's get over and figure out what's going to happen. But if you're monitoring this because you're looking to refinance, I got a tool for you. Go to the rateupdate.com, and we help people refinance. Because what happens in the past? What happened to you in the past? You watched rates went down, you procrastinated, waited, and you missed it. Okay, so what this tool allows you to do is just give me your information. I'll track it for you. We don't sell the data. I'll just monitor it. So if you're at rate 7, put in the information, say, Dan, reach me when it hits 6. I'll reach out to you and we'll go through the numbers. Okay, so but if you're looking to build or buy, what do you do? How do you manage this? Well, here's my goals are my outlook. The stock markets continue to rally. Okay, we even have a government shutdown right now that's going on. But the government's, they're going to come out of whatever they're doing right now. You're going to see corporate profits doing pretty good. You're going to see the employment numbers not doing too well, and that's going to help the Federal Reserve continue to cut. Okay, so as long as corporations are doing well and we have our earnings, people's earnings are still exceeding inflation. That's what the numbers are. If you want to, if you want to debate any of my numbers down below, let me know, because I do a ton of stuff in double checking and triple checking me on this stuff, just to assure what I'm giving you is correctly. But that's what the markets are going to keep rallying. So you see stocks prices going up, you see bond prices going up, and that's what's happening right through here. So if we get over to this bond market, here's what really happens to mortgage rates. Here's a mortgage bond that we follow on my channel. All you have to understand, if this price goes up of the bond, the price rates are coming down. People are buying everything right now, and this is one of the things they're buying. So if you look at a 5-day chart, again, you have to look at this. Is the numbers go up? the rates are coming down. We had a huge hiccup down through here, and this is where people keep missing. So if you're missing this, check out the Rate Watch tool that we have. But my outlook is this. All the numbers are going to keep coming in pretty good. The tariffs, I'm still saying this isn't going to play a huge role. But if tariffs come in and they are deemed legal, we're going to have a system that's pretty darn good going through the end of the year and even in the first quarter of next year. Look what we saw the first quarter of this year. We had the tariff things hitting place. We had all this other uncertainty. We still have companies hitting record profits. That's helping the markets, and now it's helping just pump euphoria. So don't fight the markets, okay? Where's the bottom? I don't know. So each day what we're going to do is we're going to come in here and we're going to look at things like, what's the stock market doing? What's when the companies or the numbers start finally coming out from the federal government right through here, it's coming in telling us they're closed. Once the data starts coming out, we'll start compiling the numbers every day. Folks, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm just a mortgage person helping you or trying to help guide you through the process of basically what my slogan is what's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. So if you're out there looking to build, here's what I'd suggest you do. Get qualified and reach out to us. We can help you with this. Get qualified at a rate, you know, 3/4 higher than what it is now. And the reason is, I don't know, you don't know, nobody knows what's going to happen with rates. Just make sure you're in a position that you're getting into that house, and at least with some comfort. So if you can qualify it, you know, if the rates are 6.2 today, whatever one of these things you look at, if they're 6.2 today, get qualified at 6.75. And if you can afford that payment, then hopefully at the time, by the time you finish building or you end up buying a home, that payment is still lower than you expected. That's the best guidance I can have. Or just reach out to us. We'd love to guide you through this whole process. We're going to go over your budget with you. You know, we'll go over your credit with you. All these pieces of the puzzle to help navigate you to maybe home ownership or trying to refinance to make that house a little more affordable. If you're trying to buy that first house and need some assistance, we're helping those homeowners over there. But how about those looking to buy? Well, we got a program right down through here. This is up to $7,000. It's basically free. There's no payments. There's no lien on your property. So when rates go down in the future, if they go down and we're not at a bottom here, you might be able to refinance, and this won't prohibit you from doing so. So if you want to learn more about this, how you can refinance, what the best time is to refinance, or how do you even qualify, join us each day at therateupdate.com. You can subscribe right down over there, or just join me each day here, or even Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I usually have a live event where you can actually ask me questions live, and I answer those. So thanks for watching, folks. My name is Dan Freo. Like I said, I hopefully, when you're looking for a mortgage to buy or refinance, I'm your person. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, so there's no excuse not to use me. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.